Time is 8:04 a.m. This is Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. An Arkansas judge has approved an agreement that will allow new tests of fingerprint and DNA evidence that two groups say could exonerate a man executed in 2017. The Associated Press reports Pulaski County Circuit Judge Wendell Griffin approved the agreement between the city of Jacksonville and the sister of Liddell Lee, who was executed for the 1993 slaying of Deborah Reese. The American Civil Liberties Union and the Innocence Project had sued the city seeking the release of the evidence. At a press conference when the suit was filed, Cassandra Stubbs, director of the ACLU's Capital Punishment Project, explained the defendant had tried to get the DNA evidence tested to prove his claim of innocence.
He had been asking for that testing since his arrest. He continued to write to the courts and ask for that testing. But his appellate lawyers had failed to ask for the testing when it became first available. And the court said, when we made that request, that we were simply too late.
The agreement allows the DNA evidence to be tested by an independent lab and for the fingerprints to be uploaded into a national database. Liddell Lee was one of four inmates executed in 2017 before Arkansas's supply of one of the lethal injection drugs expired. 2020 marks the 150th anniversary of the founding of Longview, Texas, and in celebration, the city has planned events throughout the year, including the 150 Stories podcast project by the Longview Library. Our reporter Suzanne Scribner files this report.
The citizens of Longview have been crucial to the growth of the city over the years. Through May 2020, the Longview Library has embarked on a quest to honor this contribution by recording and archiving at least 150 stories from Longview residents. Director Jennifer Eldridge discusses plans for the recorded memories.
We are taking those memories, we're putting them on the podcast, and the podcast is longview150stories.podbean.com. We're playing little snippets of them, and then we are digitally archiving those audio recordings here at the library.
The library even has some recordings by Longview founder O.H. Methven's direct descendant, Zach Methven. Zach explains why he wanted to participate in the project.
Because I think it's, you know, really important that, you know, everyone in the city of Longview needs to know how the city came to be, you know, where did this all come from and who started it.
That report was filed by our Longview reporter, Suzanne Scribner. To participate in the 150 Stories of Longview podcast, you can find that information on our website, redriverradio.org. Click on the news link. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is sending more than 20 Louisiana State Fire Marshal employees to Puerto Rico to help with earthquake recovery efforts. Edwards announced the plans Wednesday after signing off on the deployment request from Puerto Rico's governor. 23 people from the Louisiana Fire Marshal's office, including deputies, building inspectors, plan reviewers, and specialists in urban search and rescue, will be in Puerto Rico for 16 days. They will help assess the thousands of damaged buildings for safety as Puerto Rico has been shaken by earthquakes for more than a month. Today, President Donald Trump is scheduled to make a statement at the White House following his impeachment acquittal. Red River Radio will broadcast this live beginning at 11 a.m. This is Red River Radio.